Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, in the news is coming up next. We're rolling through some NFL Week 3 betting numbers. Joey Harrington will join us next hour, 5:30. We'll talk a little Oregon State, see if he wants to continue the rivalry. Let's see. I've got a little time zone stat for you here. This number is since 2019, and it is Pacific or Mountain time zone teams playing in the Eastern time zone. Now, this is traditionally something where fans go, oh, yeah, that's really tough.
West going East early kicks have always been one of those, like, you know, be wary of.
There have been trends in the NFL about that.
This trend goes the other way. Pacific and Mountain Zone-based teams playing in the Eastern time zone, 93-59-4 against the spread. That's 61%.
Okay.
Since 2019.
It's a tasty little number.
And before there are a ton of injuries and travel in the season. So, in other words, the first 5 weeks of the season, that number bloats to 76%.
Interesting.
That applies to two teams this week. That applies to the Rams playing back in Philly. Mm-hmm. And that applies to the Raiders playing in Washington.
Boy, I don't know what to make of that because I'm not a Raiders guy. I thought the Raiders hype. That's not my jam. But you're also dealing with Marcus. Daniels is officially out, so you are getting a Marcus Mariota game.
Do you know what his quarterback rating was last year? Because he got a couple starts last year.
He did pretty well, didn't he?
Yes, he did great. His quarterback rating last year was 131.
Damn, son.
Bless America.
And he started two games.
They're beat up
on Dallas. They won at Dallas.
Won at Dallas.
And I think they beat Carolina.
Well, that's, you know. I remember that Carolina game. I think that was actually kind of a shootout game. I think that might have been when we had written off Carolina and they tried to show you a little something, and now they're back to sucking. Commanders are beat up on defense. Dude, Connor.
The final was 40-7.
Was it? Okay. Then what? Then that's not the one I was thinking
not
of.
Not the one you were thinking of.
Who was it? Maybe it
Touchdown
was Philly.
Six, brother.
I think it was Philadelphia that Carolina played late, and that was, I was getting my NFC East. Yeah, the towards the end of the year, the Panthers like were going toe to toe, and I thought it was the Commies, but it was the Eagles. The Commanders' defense is beat up. Connerly has been really bad for them. The Oregon tackle, it has not been great. So I don't know. I don't know what to do with that. I mean, the spread's only 2.5.
But well, you don't have to do anything with
it. No, that's an interesting number, and I that may be one that, despite that, I'm not going to touch.
I am
excited about the Rams and the Eagles, though.
That's probably better than the Chiefs Eagles.
Well, number one offense, according to Pro Football Focus and EPA, number one offensive line in the country, number one offensive line in the NFL versus the number three defensive line in the Rams. This is a fun matchup. This is my game of the week. Buckle up, 10 a.m. Let's go.
First half of the season, home underdogs of 7 or more. Mm-hmm. Get this number, 18-1-2 against the spread the last 3 years.
Home dogs.
Home dogs of 7 or more in the first half of the season are 18-1-2 against the spread.
So you're saying take the Browns?
That is the only game that that number applies to this week. Cleveland hosting Green Bay.
No, I will not.
I think it's 7.5.
Yeah, it's 7.5. I will not be taking the Browns.
The Seahawks just 13-22 against the spread at home since 2021.
Boy, that's not good.
Their home field advantage.
What gives?
Under McDonald, it's been terrible.
Well, and it was fading towards the end of the Pete Carroll thing. In fact, last year, one of the things that he talked about was McDonald was, we have to find a way to make this again be the toughest place in football to play. It's just not.
Well, why? What happened? Where are you, 12s? You're supposed to be all ruckus.
I hate to say this, but home field advantage is great and all, but when your team is very average, your home field tends to be very average. So it just, I mean, some of that is you got to give the fans something to cheer. Some people say, you know, fans, are they priced out? Did they get spoiled? But I think ultimately it comes down to that the team just hasn't been elite. This team every year is one game away from the postseason. They are the definition of Jeff Fisher. That is some 9-7 BS. And I don't know if there's
7-9 bull.
Yeah, 7-9.
7-9. Yeah. Except they're not 7-9. They're always 9-7.
Yeah, they're 9-7. Yeah.
But like, it's just,
I see what you did.
Yeah, they're just not. It's no longer that hostile environment to go up into. Now, if they get back to playing their kind of ball, maybe it is. Fun little note here, though. It's not fun if you're the Seahawks, although I'm not sure that Spencer Rattler can take advantage of it. Seahawks are going to be down 3 DBs in this game.
So same two as last week, and then who else?
Love's out.
Witherspoon.
Witherspoon's out. And Love. And the safety from...
Emenori.
Yeah. All three out. So...
Ooh.
You start getting...
What's the spread on that one?
7.5. Mm. You start getting position groups that are beat up like that. Now, again, can Spencer Rattler and the New Orleans Saints take
the
any
answer
sort
is
of
no.
advantage to it?
Aaron Rodgers couldn't.
But maybe?
But no.
But I don't love when you're getting big position groups. Do you see the Dolphins last night were playing 4 backup O-linemen?
Yeah.
And it looked like they were playing 4 backup linemen, which goes back to my, we're all murdering Tua because he kept checking down and throwing. You try to drop back with 4 backup O-linemen.
Tua, tag, Ovalia.
I mean, it's just like Tua, when you're playing behind a beat up on line like that, what the hell do you want from the guy? And so I'm hoping that Seattle secondary can weather the brutal storm that is Spencer Rattler.
NFL road favorites since the beginning of last season, 90-32 straight up.
So when the road team's
10-2 this season. So the only two losses, by the way, Denver, who blew it on a penalty in Indy, and Baltimore, who blew an 8,000-point lead in Buffalo.
So the Chiefs are favored. The Cowboys are favored.
I can tell you who this applies to. This applies this week. NFL road favorites. Colts, Falcons, Packers, Steelers, Chiefs, and possibly Dallas if it moves off of a pick 'em.
Yeah. Boy, I will tell you right now, a game that I will be wholeheartedly allergic to, I can't watch the Falcons and the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. Why would you? You got to bet on it to watch it.
Yeah. Last week, the Falcons just knew that Minnesota couldn't do anything defensively, and they ran the most boring-ass conservative offense I've ever seen. If they do that against Carolina, I will punt. I can't handle it.
You're going to punt?
I'll punt.
What do you mean? You're going to go outside and
I refuse
kick a ball?
Even if I'm watching Red Zone, if they try to show me a highlight of that, I will cover my eyes and be like, I refuse to watch this game.
Wow.
I won't.
Buckley with a nugget.
Yeah, there's a stat. Week 3 is a typical week for overcorrection on lines. And so there's a stat that more than 60% of the time, teams that have failed to cover in their first two games go on to cover in their third because the market's gone too far on them. And that applies to 6 teams this week. Steelers, Texans, Broncos, Saints, Bears, and Chiefs.
Give that to me one more time.
So it's teams that have not covered in their first two games of the season. They go on to cover the third week over 60% of the time. So that's the Steelers who have...
They're in New England.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They have New England. You've got the Texans against the Jags. You've got the Broncos against the Chargers. The Saints against the Seahawks. The Bears against the Cowboys. And the Chiefs against the Giants.
Ooh, the Chiefs.
Intriguing. I might...
I have a Giants-Chiefs nugget.
Do you?
Yeah, since 2019, the Giants are 2-19 in night games. And that's straight up, by the way.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to beat Kansas City, but I might take a little of that. The Texans are 0-2.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Jacksonville's offense is actually playing well right now.
Duval. Cohen's an offensive guy. Yes. Like they should be, and they've got some pieces.
They've got some pieces there. But this Texas defense is pretty nasty, and eventually their offense is going to pull their head out of their ass, I would assume.
Well, they should have won last week.
They should have won.
My God.
I'm going to take the – so I like that little number, and I think it's like 1.5. They're dogs. They're on the road.
Texans are 1.5-point dogs.
The Texans will be desperate. They're not going to 0-3. I like the Texans in this game.
I think that we've always thought this year that – NFL teams that are desperate, that's who you want to bet on.
Yeah.
And Chicago, Houston.
Even Kansas City.
Yeah, they all fall into that category.
I mean, the Texans were right there with the Rams. They had no business losing to the Bucs. Again, they have to figure out something on their offensive line. It blows me away how bad they are, but I really like C.J. Stroud. The defense is good. They won't lose to Jacksonville. Jacksonville will find a way to lose this game.
And the Steelers winning close games since 2022. They are 14-5 straight up on the road with spreads of 4 or less straight up. So they win those games.
And by the way, the Steelers, anyone besides me just like stunned that their defense is this bad?
It's terrible.
Did you see the stat about that today? The teams with the most missed tackles missing or entering week 3. The Rams don't have any. The Lions only have 2. Falcons, Raiders have 6. The Steelers have 28 missed tackles in their first 2 games.
What's going on with Tomlin?
I don't know. I mean, they're damn lucky to have beaten the crappy ass Jets, and we were like, the Jets.
And they gave up 31 to them or something?
Just turns out the Steelers are that bad. And then, you know, Seattle put up 31 against them. So, boy, if the Patriots and Drake May put up 30 on you, then, dude, it may be a sinking ship there in Pittsburgh.
Mm. And there are your week 3 betting numbers. Use as you wish, as you please, to place your bets. Place your bets.
I got, you know, this is about the time of the year that I start to, I go pretty thin early in the season.
Yeah, as you should.
And then I
tread lightly.
I sprinkle a little bit more as we go on.
By the way, we will have no Brock Purdy. They have announced that Mac Jones will start for San Francisco, even though there was some talk that Purdy would be back.
McCorkle, thank you.
McCorkle against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals.
And by the way, the Niners are favored in that game by 2.5 with the greatness that is McCorkle Jones.
The public just like them? Is that what that is? Like,
well, they're pretty. I mean, Shanahan's good. I don't think
you're starting quarterback against a 2-0 team.
Well, but they won last week, and they won on the road last week. And the other thing is Arizona lost both of their starting corners last week. So I don't know. I think
that's big. Yeah.
I think a lot of people think Shanahan can just scheme as long as Mac Jones plays within the system. Like you were saying this last week after watching Mac Jones, or earlier this week after watching Mac Jones. It's like they rolled him out a lot. Yep. He stayed on schedule, and that that can get you.
One of the things that Shanahan gets killed about is he falls in love with his play sheet and it's very rigid, right? He's the anti Cincinnati Bengals. There's not a lot of audibling. It's like, hey, this is what I want you to do, and you're going to look A. If A's not there, you're going B. If not, check down, here it is. And it's just like, this is what we do. And while yes, at times that can get you in trouble when it's not working. When you have a backup quarterback, it is the most backup friendly system in the NFL. It's kind of one of the reasons why, like, Kevin O'Connell works in Minnesota. We're just not asking you to do a ton. Play in this structure. There's going to be a test, and we're going to give you the answers. Now, that may not be the sexiest, and it may not be the most, like high-flying against elite defenses, but, dude, we are not going to fail. You have answers to this. And the other thing is, quietly, again, it's not like he's played two good offenses yet. Robert Saleh and being back, and this defense is relying on a young guys, dude, it's cooking right now. Mikel Williams looks like the defensive rookie of the year. Bosa looks like he's in form.
Warner's been the best linebacker in the league.
Oh, dude, ridiculous. And all of a sudden, this D. Winters looks like he is one, like, he's
replaced Greenlaw.
Greenlaw, and maybe like, better. They haven't missed a beat. Like, there's good things happening on that 49er defense. And so I think, you know, McCorkle and this defense, and there's
against Kyler, who's kind of squirrely. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad.
All right, coming up next, we're they found remains. They believe it to be Travis Decker.
Oh yeah.
He's the guy they've been looking for in the mountains
for a while.
All right, that's next. Here's Buck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.